At the hole, the time is 6 a.m. Eastern Zip Zone.
It's 6 o'clock. It's time to get up. It's 6 o'clock. It's time to get up.
Still left on. I'll come in early, 6:30 in the morning. I'll make a big pot of coffee, then maybe I'll get a nice new coffee maker in the office.
Now the surveillance monitors.
Yes, sir.
It's worse than I thought. Each morning at night, they trickle through the gate. They go home early. They come in late. Reeking of cheap liquor, they stumble through the day. Never give a thought to honest work for honest pay. I know it shouldn't vex me. I shouldn't take it hard. I should ignore their capering with a kingly disregard. But look at all those idiots. Oh, look at all those boobs. An office full of morons. A factory full of fools. Is it any wonder that I'm singing blues?
There isn't a heavy burden, sir.
I'm just getting started. They make personal phone calls and company time. They Xerox their buttocks, and guess who pays the dime? Their blatant thievery wounds me, their ingratitude astounds. I long to lure them to my home and then release the hounds. I shouldn't grow unsettled when faced with such abuse. I shouldn't let it plague me. I shouldn't blow a fuse. But look at all those idiots. Oh, look at all those boobs. An office full of morons. A factory full of fools. Is it any wonder I'm singing? What happened? Where are the instruments?
I believe they call this a breakdown, sir.
I can't have any breakdowns here. What if there was an inspector around? Play a guitar solo.
I'm a little out of practice, sir.
I said do it! So do it, do it, do it!
Yes, sir.
Yes, excellent. I said that's enough!
Oh, sorry, sir. Thought I had my mojo working.
That man by the cooler drinking water as if it's free!
Oh, that's Homer Simpson, sir. A drone from Sector 7G.
Yes, well, call this Simpson to my office and stay to watch the fun. If he's 6 feet when he enters, he'll be 2 feet when I'm done. It brings a ray of sunshine to my unhappy life. Make him kneel before me and slowly twist the knife. Look at all those idiots. Oh, look at all those boobs. An office full of morons. A factory full of fools. Is it any wonder that I'm singing the blues?
Take me home, sir.
I'm trying. Surrounded by idiots. Outnumbered by boobs. An office full of morons. A planet full of fools. Is it any wonder I'm singing? Singing the blues!
Mr. Burns, you make Muddy Waters sound shallow and cheerful.
Thank you, Smithers. Meaningless but heartfelt compliments. I feel like I got a few things off my chest and under the chests of my inferiors.
You're dead.
Why are they still playing?
They're
not still on Saturday, are they?
We're not validating their parking, sir.
Well, I wake up in the morning and I crawl out of bed and I feel just like the living dead. It's time to start another day, and as usual, I'm running late. So my mind starts going 100 miles an hour. Don't even have time enough to take a shower. When I get in my car, it feels like I'm barely alive. 10 minutes later, I arrive at my stupid day job. Stupid day job. My stupid day job. Well, I drink 3 cups of coffee for that extra kick, but I still feel crappy, I should've called in sick. My boss isn't late for a meeting at 10. Looks like I'll be written up again. Oh well, it's just another day. Another dollar, another nail in the coffin, another reason to feel smaller. Sometimes I wish you could just drive off far away, but my lack of financial security means I'll have to stay at my stupid day job. Stupid day day job. My stupid, 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 stupid day job. Now I think it's time everyone with a stupid day job unite against the forces that try to control us. Yes, every paper cut written file clerk, every greasy smelling burger flipper, every short changing cashier, it's time to unite. I'll start a stupid day jobs union, and we can go on strike outside every retail establishment and fast food hellhole in the world. Fight the power. And our platform will stand for dignity, higher wages, and no more polyester uniforms. And I could be the spokesman for the underemployed, yeah. I'll be like the Jimmy Hoffa of the janitors or the Gandhi of the gas station attendants. But some people won't agree with my ideas, so they'll kill me. And then I could be a martyr for the stupid day jobs movement. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool, I think. Now, I wrote all that stuff about the stupid day jobs union while I was on my lunch break. But I couldn't write anymore because I had to get back to work. So let's just pretend that I ended that part of the story with lyrics that were so inspiring that they changed all your lives forever. Are you done pretending? Okay. Now it's after lunch, and I'm making copies while daydreaming about my vacation. I see myself lounging on the beach in an exotic location. Suddenly my tie gets caught in the copy machine, right in the middle of duplications. And as I lie there choking to death, all I can think about is workman's compensation. But then the office manager comes by, cuts my tie, saving me from suffocation. He looks at me like I'm a jerk and says, get back to work. And I feel so much frustration at my stupid day job. Stupid day job. My stupid, 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 stupid day job. Well, I'm working for my family and I'm working for God. I'm working so people won't say I'm a lazy slob. I'm working to put food on the table. And I'm working so I can say, look for that union label. I'm working so I can buy stuff that I don't need. And I'm working because nobody will pay me to watch TV. Now, basically, I feel so traumatized about my stupid day job that I'm gonna try to start singing like Morrissey now. Stupid day job, stupid day job, stupid day job, stupid day job. Ah, stupid day job. Sucks to be a tortured artist.
It was great, but I had me an apartment and a car with payments laid. I went in on a Friday, just putting in my time. I ended up on Monday on the unemployment line. Now I'm looking for a living. I keep looking for a living. Hell, they said you're born, and now I need a call. I gotta find a job and I keep looking for a living. Hey, Mr. Bush. Hey, Mr. Reagan, you took away my money, now I'm on the streets of begging. I know you could help me with your power and your means, but you're always on the ranch just eating jelly beans. And I'm looking for a living. I keep looking for a living. Hell, they said I could fall, and now I need a call. I gotta find a job and I keep looking for a living. So low, I'm looking for a living. No dough, I'm eating Colonel chicken. So low, I'm looking for a living. So low. Hookers wearing skimpy bras. They're all in this together. They all been dealt a blow. Either you ain't really working or you're in radio. And I'm looking for a living. I keep looking for a living. Hell, they say it's lost, and now I had a call. I gotta find a job and I keep looking for a living. They say it's lost, and now I had a call. I gotta find a job and I keep looking for a living. They say it's lost, and now I.
If I could make a wish, make it come true, I'd tell you what I'd like to do. I wanna be a chiropractor. Most men marry gals to see the things he gets to see for free. I wanna be a chiropractor. They work so much on ladies' frames, they know how gals are made, and give them treatments that are not included in their trade. For doing things that other guys get slapped for, they get paid. I wanna be a chiropractor. There's another job I wish I had. The opportunities ain't bad. I wanna be a sailor. There men a few words I've heard say, it's yes or no and no delay. I wanna be a sailor. They have a gal in every port, from New York to Bombay. They slip the girls a present just before they sail away. They get a lot of mail they don't expect on Father's Day. That's why I wanna be a sailor. A doctor looked at my girlfriend and said, I think I'll put you right in bed. I wanna be a doctor. He said, I don't know just what's wrong, I'll have to feel my way along. I wanna be a doctor. I had to leave my girl's room every time the doctor came. I'd like to know what goes on when he's in there with my dame. Your guess is just as good as mine, and it's probably the same. That's why I wanna be a doctor. There's another job I'd like to get, and this one really is my pet. I wanna be a sultan. He changes wives 3 times a day and 4 times every night, they say. I wanna be a sultan. His harem has 100 gals, and there's a big supply of new ones coming in each day by boat for him to try. Of course, those guys don't live so long, but what a way to die. That's why I wanna be a sultan. There is one more job would suit me fine. It's positively in my line. I wanna be a dentist. The ladies come in 2s and 3s to have them fill their cavities. I wanna be a dentist. A cutie comes in with a tooth that she wants him to fill. He gives her gas, and when she passes out, he starts to drill. He does a lot of drilling that he don't put on her bill. That is why I wanna be a dentist.
Oh, this plumber gets out of bed early in the morning before the sun comes over Sunrise Mountain in Las Vegas. Then I jumped in the shower with both 2 feet, washed my body from the bottom to the tip top. Then I tipped into the kitchen. Who do you think I see? It's my beautiful wife, Frances, standing by the kitchen sink with a cup of coffee in one hand and my lunch bucket in the other. And she says, Chris B. the plumber, you've only 5 minutes to open that back room door so you can open your car door and wind your way up Fremont Street in Las Vegas. Who do you think I see? It's the hard hat men of the USA who build the buildings from the bottom to the tip top. Now the carpenters, the plumbers, electricians, salesmen, all of those other hard hat men of the USA who build the buildings from the bottom to the tip top. Now this is Monday morning. Who do you think I see? It's the hard hat form who says, Chris B. the plumber, you'd better put those sinks in right and those johns in right and all that other plumbing that goes along with it. Now do you hear? Or you may just get 2 checks, comes Friday. So then I pray from Monday to Friday that I don't get 2 checks, comes Friday. But here's Friday, I get hung with 2 checks, So then I'm on my way back down Fremont Street in Las Vegas to the Union Hall, just so I can get a new job, just so I can feed my little ones at home. So now all I can say to all of you hard-hat men of the USA, it's time we pray in our Union Hall. So please pray. So now all I can say to all of you hard-hat men of the USA, it's time we pray in our Union Hall. So please pray.
Works hard on the highway underneath the burning sun, and his hands are hard and calloused from the work that he has done. He pulls a dragline across the country on a flatbed trailer truck, works the flatlands of Dakota in the fields where he grew up. He doesn't have much education, but he takes that in stride. He won't ask nobody for nothing. He's a man with a lot of pride. He's a working class hero. He's a man, he's America. He's a working class hero. He's a man, he's America. You can see him on the scaffolds, hanging 20 stories high. He is the builder of the cities, growing in the sky. And his spirit's on the highway, where the sweat from his brow is shed. In the coal mines of Virginia, where he works until he's dead. He doesn't have much education, he takes that in stride. He won't ask nobody for nothing. He's a man with a lot of pride. He's a working class hero. He's a man, he's America. He's a working class hero. He's a man, he's America. Dockyards in Chicago and St. Louis, and on the docks in San Francisco, and down in Houston too. He is a man most like a mountain, cause his shoulders are so strong. He demands respect and gets it, and he'll never do you wrong. He doesn't have much education, but he takes that in stride. He won't ask nobody for nothing. He's a man with a lot of pride. He's a working class hero. He's a man, he's America. He's a working class hero. He's a man, he's America. He's a working class hero. He's a man, he's America. He's a working class hero. He's a man, he's America. He's a working class hero. He's America. Working class hero. He's a man, he's America. He's a man, he's America. He's a working class hero. He's a man, he's America. He's America. Working class hero. He's a man, he's America.
You're all.
Okay, I'm on. Hiya, friends. It's your friend KBC here with a kind of waterlogged edition, a post-Irene version of the Bit Slap. Today we devote ourselves to Labor Day, coming up any minute now. And we'll be offering a tribute to work, to jobs, etc. And I guess it's up to me to remind you that it's September now. Back to school. Put those summer vacation things away. Get out that warm clothing. Crank up the furnace. Make sure everything's ready for winter! Winter's coming! Jesus! We got a crummy summer, and then we have to have a freaking winter. I don't know. I don't like this system at all. But today we salute work. Because we all got to do what we all got to do, right? We started with Los Microwaves, time to get up. Every workday starts with that goddamn alarm clock. 6 o'clock, time to get up. I get up at 5. I don't like it either. Sarah, after that, the Workaholic. Look at All Those Idiots from The Simpsons. That was Harry Shearer as Mr. Burns. Wally Pleasant, Stupid Day Job. Jonathan Brandmeier, Looking for a Living. Hell, I'll even take a stupid day job. Jobs I'd Like to Have from Eddie Furman for all you wishful thinkers. Tip Top Hard Hat Man of the USA was Jason Hayes, and Working Class Hero from Johnny Home. So those of you with jobs, consider yourself lucky. Those of you without jobs, stay with it, man. There's something out there for you. They want you to settle for something like, you know, they want us to start fighting over McDonald's jobs at some point. They want to create a slaves force, but let's not start with political crap. So just, you know, hang in there. There's got to be something out there somewhere. It kind of goes in rotation. Those of you who have had different jobs in your life know that you work, you stop working. You go back to work, you stop working again. It's like crazy crap. So stay with it. I'll be back in a bit with another playlist for you. That's my job. And I'll see you soon.
Streets here, the Fairmont, top of the mark, Stanford Court. Let him on the car, please. Step right up quickly now. Put some pep in your step and lift in your life. One foot in front of the other and the body follows. Don't stop in the doorway. That's it. Move all the way inside. You folks inside now, you're only paying a half a dollar. You're taking up too much room here. Let's socialize. Get a little body contact. Hip to hip, cheek to cheek, bumper to bumper. Let's make sure the hand in your pocket belongs to you. Hold on now, we're going down the hill, around the curve. Remember, if you stick it out, you're going to leave it behind. Then you take home a free souvenir. Tattoo, black and blue.
Well, there are subways and freeways built for speed. Or a bus or a boat might be what you need. But for a party on wheels full of music and fun, take a ride on the Powell Street Run. Cable car operator, running on the Powell Street line. He's their star operator. Just like a chime, look at your feet are tapping. You can bet, I guarantee you won't forget that cable car operator running on the Powell Street line. Well, he's running on the Powell Street line. Yes, he's running on the Powell Street line.
We gotta go back. This is where you put your feet to the concrete and walk on down the street. And remember, if you didn't have fun, this is just like church. There will be no refund.
I used to work in Chicago in a department store. I used to work in Chicago, I did, but I don't anymore.
Now a lady came in and she asked for shoes. What kind, I asked at the door. Boots, she said, and boots she got.
And I don't work there no more. I used to work in Chicago in a department store. I used to work in Chicago, I did, but I don't anymore.
Now a lady came in for some fowl. What kind, I asked at the door. Goose, she said, and goose she got.
And I don't work there no more. Chicago, in a department store. I used to work in Chicago, I didn't put it on anymore.
Now a lady came in for a chicken. What part, I asked at the door. Neck, she said, and neck, and she got.
And I don't work there no more. I used to work in Chicago, in a department store. I used to work in Chicago, I didn't put it on anymore.
Now a lady came in for some eggs one day. What kind, I asked at the door. Fresh, she said, and fresh I got.
And I don't work there no more.
Now a lady came in for a carpet. What kind, I asked at the door. Now a rug, she said, and a hug she got.
And I don't work there no more. I used to work in Chicago in a department store. I used to work in Chicago, I didn't put it on anymore.
Now a lady came in for some groceries. What kind, I asked at the door. Butter, she said, and what do you know?
I don't work there no more. I don't work there no more.
Now I go window cleaning to earn an honest bob. For a nosy parker, it's an interesting job. Now it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be if you can see what I can see. When I'm cleaning windows, honeymooning couples too. You should see them bill and coo. You'd be surprised at things they do. When I'm cleaning windows, in my profession I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. The blushing bride, she looks divine. The bridegroom, he is doing fine. I'd rather have his job than mine. When I'm cleaning windows, the chambermaid, sweet names I call. It's a wonder I don't fall. My mind's not on my work at all. When I'm cleaning windows, I know a fella such a swell. He has a thirst, that's plain to tell. I've seen him drink his bath as well. When I'm cleaning windows, in my profession I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. Pajamas lying side by side, ladies' nighties I have spied. I've often seen what goes inside when I'm cleaning windows. Queen, she looks a flapper on the screen. She's more like 80 than 18. When I'm cleaning windows, she pulls her hair all down behind, then pulls down her, never mind, and after that pulls down the blind. When I'm cleaning windows, in my profession I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. At 8 o'clock a girl she wakes, at 8:05 a bath she takes, at 8:10 my ladder breaks, when I'm cleaning windows.
Lying on my back porch, just getting some sun. Had my hair done up in pigtails, I had my swimming suit on. I was just about asleep when it came a shadow over me. Opened up my eyes to peek, and what did I see? There was a man, what a man, looking down over me. Tall, dark, and handsome, 6'3". There was a look in his eye that was telling me he knew there was something that he wanted to see. He said, "Hi, my name's Peter, and I'm here to read your meter. I'd like to see your kilowatts. Take me to your meter box." I didn't have the slightest notion where that box could be, but I said to Peter, "Won't you follow me?" We went inside, outside, upstairs and down. I just loved having Peter follow me around. He said, "Hey, what's with your box? Can't you find your meter box? I came here to check your meter. They call me Peter, the meter reader." By the time he found my meter, it was 4:15. And he said to watch my heater as he was walking out my door. He said my kilowatts were looking just fine, and he'd be coming back to see them in another month's time. So now I'm waiting, yes, I'm waiting so patiently to have my sweet, sweet Peter read my meter for me. But maybe I should tell you so you'll understand that Peter used to be my telephone man. Sing hey lolly lolly, hey lolly lolly, hey lolly lolly, get it any way you can. Oh, I've never done anything like this before.
Working at the Kmart manager trainee. Blue light special day, housewares aisle 3. I was putting up the big pans when they opened up the door. Stampede of crazy ladies knocked me to the floor. Last week I was in hardware, and this week I am in shoes. I got to working at the Kmart manager trainee blue. Eating at the grill nearly every single day. The spoons are made of plastic, my soup looks kinda gray. Get up to buy a coffee, someone steals your seat. French fries and gravy are the only things to eat. Last week I was in hardware, this week I am in shoes. I got to working at the Kmart, man, the train is blues. I do, I truly do, woo! The layout of this lovely store. I'm learning how to sell. What an awful bore. The fluorescent lighting is eating out my brain. Attention, Kmart shoppers, is driving me insane. Last week I was in hardware, and this week I am in shoes. I got for working at the Kmart. I'm working at the Kmart. Even Eddie Van Halen shops at Kmart. And Clarence Clemens.
Norman shops at Kmart.
Can I get your phone number?
476-8122.
Okay, you live at 147 Fell, is that right?
You got it.
And are you Zeke?
That's me. Man, you pizza dudes are really on it.
Yeah, we're high-tech. What can I get you tonight?
Okay, I need two extra-large pizzas, one pepperoni sausage, the other one pesto, garlic, feta, and artichoke hearts.
Artichoke hearts. Okay, gotcha. That'll be $27.63. Anything else? Drinks?
You guys sell beer?
Nope, sorry.
Tell you what, Troy, you driving tonight?
Yeah, that's how we do it.
Okay, how about you run down to the corner store on your way over? Pick us up a 6, no, a 12 or something. I think they got Bergie on sale. There's an extra big tip in it for you. What do you say?
I guess we could do that, sure.
Better make it a case.
Is that it?
Well, long as you're gonna be there.
Uh-huh.
Some smokes, Marlboro Reds, couple packs.
Okay.
Call it a carton.
You got it.
And hell, while you're at it.
Yeah?
Bottle of scotch.
Big or little?
Fifth ought to do it. Deems fine.
All right.
We'll reimburse you. It's no problem.
Yeah, okay.
You're a real sport, you know. We'll make this all worth your while.
Great, glad to help.
Got enough to cover it?
I got a pretty fat bank. It's been a decent night so far.
Well, in that case, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah?
It's looking like we're gonna need some party favors.
Yeah, like what?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe a little go-fast.
Speed?
Shh. Not to put you out, but I know this guy, corner of Cap and 17th. It's totally on the way.
I know the spot.
I bet you do.
How much?
I don't know, quarter, maybe half, screw it, it's an 8-ball.
Okay, so that's two extra large, one pep sausage, one Greek combo, sans olives, a case of Bergie, a carton of Reds, a fifth of Jim Beam, and an 8-ball of meth.
You're beautiful.
That gonna do it?
Yeah, I think that's... hang on a minute. What's that, Eric? Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, Troy?
I'm here.
What do you think about if it ain't too out of your way?
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe you could take a swing over to the Tenderloin and...
I'm listening.
You know, pick us up a couple, two or three girls. What do you say?
Well...
Come on, kid, you'll get your slice.
Yeah, all right, no problem.
Okay, you're fabulous. I love this kid.
Don't mention it.
Oh, with Troy?
Yeah.
I don't want no crack horse now. You know, bring me something kind of classy.
Gotcha.
Oh, do y'all still got that deal?
Which?
That 30 minutes or something?
Oh, yeah, we get it here in half an hour. It's free.
Everything?
No, just a pizza, man.
Okay, Troy, you got 29 minutes. I'm setting my watch.
It's not a problem. Thanks for calling Pizza Dude.
Well, I'm a rock and roll. I'm a rock and roll. A rock and roll. I'm a rock and roll. Rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll. Vocal coach, I teach people to sing this way by letting them listen to my donkey bray, and then I give them that extra spark by having them imitate a hound dog bark. Then they've got to learn, yes, they've got to learn words that were never in the dictionary, for they've got to sing, yes, they've got to sing words that are not ordinary, words like yakety yak, splish, splash, chip, 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 chippity, mish, mash, rackety, rickety, lickety, split. Words without rhyme or reason or wit.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Every song I teach them to sing, got to have that certain teenage ring.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm gonna take it to the hop.
When you're
your skin clears up. It's neato, it's divine. When the braces on your teeth are locked in mine, and I won't let those other schnooks carry your lunchbox or your comic books. Well, we'll get married, I figure, when the old man makes your allowance bigger. But till then, no homework I'll do, because my darling, my homework is you. And now my work is through, and for a long vacation I must get away.
Hooray!
I gotta get away from the PTA.
Henry was an accountant. He worked with a pencil in his hand. Had something you needed figured out, then Henry the accountant was your man. Lord, Lord, Henry the accountant was your man. I said Henry the accountant was your man. Lord, Lord, Henry the accountant was your man. When Henry was a little baby, sitting on his daddy's knee, up a crayon and a little piece of paper. He said, 2 + 1 = 3. Lord, Lord, 2 + 1 = 3. He said, 2 + 1 = 3. Lord, Lord, 2 + 1 = 3. Now the man who bought the first calculator, he thought he was mighty fine. He walked up to Henry with a sneer on his lip. He said, your job is gonna be mine. Lord, Lord, your job is gonna be mine. He said, your job is gonna be mine. Lord, Lord, your job is gonna be mine. So Henry stood up and drew his weapon. He said, a man isn't anything but a man. We'll have ourselves a race, and I'll put you in your place, or I'll die with my pencil in my hand. Lord, Lord, I'll die with my pencil in my hand. Or I'll die with my pencil in my hand. Lord, Lord, I'll die with my pencil in my hand. So each man grabbed a 50-pound ledger, and Henry went to work with all his might. Though his hand was getting cramped and his shirt was getting damp, till he swore that he would not give up the fight. Lord, Lord, he swore that he would not give up the fight. Yes, he swore that he would not give up the fight. Lord, Lord, he swore that he would not give up the fight. Batteries went dead. Lord, Lord, suddenly his batteries went dead. Suddenly his batteries went dead. Lord, Lord, suddenly his batteries went dead. So Henry beat the calculator. Now his powers could never be denied. But the terrible strain had been too much for his brain, so he laid down his glasses and he died. Lord, Lord, he laid down his glasses and he died. I said he laid down his glasses and he died. Lord, Lord,
He laid down his glasses and he died. So they buried Henry in the graveyard with his trusty pencil and his pad. And when their checks don't clear, they always shed a tear for the last human being who could add, Lord, Lord, the last human being who could add. He was the last human being who could add, Lord, Lord, the last human being who could add.
Alrighty, stop whatever you're doing, take it easy, and sit back. We'll read you a very thrilling playlist. I know you're going to find this one full of many twists and turns. We started with Dale Mead, the cable car operator. I'd like to do that. That sounds like a fun job. Kid Tanner and the Backroom Boys, I used to work in Chicago. George Formby, when I'm cleaning windows. Peter, the meter reader from Mary Wilson. She's a lady that gave us the telephone man. Tom T-Bone Stankus, the Kmart Blues. Tom is best known for the existential blues. Pizza Dude from the White Noise Radio Theater. Irving Taylor, the rock and roll vocal coach. And Henry the Accountant from Paul Kaplan. Brings us up to where we are now. And, well, how about that damn hurricane? I'm sorry, how about that damn tropical storm? That was only a tropical storm. Now, what would have happened if it was a hurricane? My own experience is that, you know, we had a ton of rain, flooded the basement out completely. I had water all the way up to the top of the stairs going down to my basement. We lost power at 2 a.m. Sunday morning, late Saturday night, whatever you want to say. Didn't get it back until sometime Wednesday afternoon. That happens a lot around here, so the fire department is very glad to come around and pump your basement out. And I thank the Boonton Township Fire Department for coming over in a timely manner and sucking out my basement for me. A lot of stuff down there is ruined. Fortunately, I don't keep my my high-end technical stuff down there. Mostly a bunch of junk. So, good excuse to get rid of it now. But we had a lot of wind here. I always worry about the trees, but the trees held up. And you know, it made me wonder, what do you do when you have winds of 100 miles an hour? The winds here were supposedly around 60 tops, and I think if the winds were doubled that, I'd be in real trouble now. I wouldn't be talking to you now because I wouldn't have any power still. But I hope your experience was okay and you got through with a minimum of problems. There was certainly a lot of flooding. I hope you're not in a flood zone. If you are, you have my deepest sympathy and understanding. Anyway, today we're dealing with work. We're not talking about hurricanes. I was going to do a hurricane show, but I said, screw that. Everybody's doing hurricane shows. So I didn't. So we're doing work. And, you know, we think work's a lot of fun and, you know, it's a lot of laughs and stuff like that. But it's also serious business. You don't work, you don't get paid, you don't live. So here's some more serious songs.
Have full dinner can, starting time, whistles blow, call and strike and hope he's woke. Uni man, uni man, he must have full dinner can, starting time, whistles blow, call and strike and hope he's go. Contract miners dig for coal, every day was go down hole, something happened he don't like, have big meeting, call and strike. Uni man,
uni man. He must have full dinner can. Starting time, whistles blow, Colin strike and hokies go. Uni man, uni man, he must have full dinner can. Starting time, whistles blow, Colin strike and hokies go. Sign a contract, he get raised after strike and many days. Butcher come and ring and bell, how high prices look and tell.
Hey, hey, double, double, double.
Taken straight, striking business. Someone say it's okay, they'll come pay day.
Hey, hey, domo, 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 let's go, domo. Hey, hey, domo, domo, let's go. Hey, hey, domo, 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 let's go, domo. Hey, hey, domo, domo, let's go. Hey, hey.
Richer, I get poorer somehow. Making my living by the sweat of my brow.
rub the cotton all day till my back ached with pain. I've drilled for oil in the cold, freezing rain. I've walked many miles behind another man's plow, a-making my living by the sweat of my brow. Rich kids throw big parties, drive fine cars, while mine wear mail order clothes that I pay for on time. I've worked hard and stayed honest, and I got by till now. I'm making my living by the sweat of my brow.
go. I do mind dying. My wife is very sickly. Lord knows she can't help me by taking on a job. Lord, I say my wife is very sickly. You know she can't help me by taking on a job. And we got five little children. Tell me why you wanna make my life so hard. Look at here. You're working 12 hours a day, 7 long days a week. I lay down and try to rest, but Lord knows I'm too tired to sleep. Just a former. Slow down your simple life. No, I don't mind working. Lord knows I do mind
Alrighty, we're back again with more words of wisdom and thrilling, thrilling playlists. I should mention that a lot of the stuff we are listening to today came off of a 2-record set called Works Many Voices. Don't have the information about it on hand. I couldn't look it up because I still have no internet. I have no cable TV, I have no phone, I have no internet. I got one of those fantastic triple play deals from the cable company, and so far they've been off doing whatever they're doing, but it hasn't been putting my crap back online, so I can't tell you now, but I'll try to include some information when I finally get the playlist up in about, I don't know, 6 or 8 months from now. I know I'm bad about that, but too bad. We started with The Shoreliners and Uniman, followed by Mike Pickering, The Steel Mill Blues, Bill Carter, By the Sweat of My Brow, Linda Gail Lewis, The Working Girl, Businesswoman was Camille Howard, Working Man was Long Tall Lester, and Joe Carter, Please Mr. Foreman. So that brings us up to the conclusion of another thrilling bit slap. We'll be back next week with more of the same. I think I'm in the mood for a bit, a grab bag edition next week. We'll see. Maybe I'll change my mind. I don't know. But because I have no internet, it's hard to send this thing out, so I'm kind of at the mercy of my cable. So if this one gets up late, I am sorry. I understand how it's hard to get yourself around. I drive a truck for a living. That's what I do. And man, did I have a hard time getting around last week with all the flooding down by like Willowbrook Mall. You probably even, no matter where you are, you've probably seen pictures of that. And just all the roads were closed. It was a real pain in the ass, but should be okay now. And then my second job, I do a courier service mail pickup run. And that was closed because they were completely inaccessible due to flooding. So hopefully your week was better than mine. And I think mine was not as bad as some of you. So I'm not going to complain. But I will see you next week. And have a good one. Stay dry.
If I ever get a job again, I will never be a snob again. I live within my means, carry a dollar in my jeans, if I ever get a job again. If I ever get a break again, brother, what I'll do to steak again. No turning out the light, bidding my appetite good night. If I ever get a break again, I'll get two rooms and a kitchenette, furnished comfortably. With two rooms and a kitchenette, I'll get a sweet somebody to move in with me. If I ever get a job again, I know that two hearts will throb again. She told me with her eyes we'll be rehearsing lullabies. If I ever get a job again. If I ever get a job again, I will never be a snob again. I'm through with stocks and bonds, I'd rather spend it all on blondes. If I ever get a job again, if I ever get my pay again, I'll save it for a rainy day again. But let me tell you, bud, I'm gonna save up for a flood. If I ever get my pay again, I'll get two suits and an overcoat like a millionaire. Just two suits and an overcoat. And then when things get better, I'll buy underwear. If I ever get a job again, with my old friends I'll hobnob again. What great fun it will be, saying just have one more on me. If I ever get a job again.